Penguin Audio presents 13 by Kelly Armstrong, read by Johanna Parker. Prologue. Typical guy. You fight through hell, literally, hacking through legions of beasts and zombies and demon spawn to sneak home and spend a few stolen minutes with him, and he's not there. Eve grumbled as she paced around the tiny houseboat, multi-hued blood dripping from her sword. Where the hell are you, Chris? Her angel partner, Trisael, couldn't cover for her much longer, and she'd really wanted to check in with Kristoff. He'd been keeping an eye on the living world for her, watching as his sons and their daughter got caught up in this mess. There really wasn't much a ghostly father could do to help, but the check-ins made them both feel better. He wasn't at the houseboat, though, nor was he at the courthouse. Eve had gone there to find the justice building shut down. The guard on duty had muttered something about magical wards needing repair, just regular maintenance, which was bullshit. Afterlife Court was closed because the higher powers were racing around commandeering forces to put out fires both on Earth and in the afterlife. But they weren't telling the Shades that their world was on the brink of war. No, that wouldn't do at all. Just pretend everything is fine. And if you see a monstrous beast racing down Main Street, it most certainly is not a hellhound that escaped its dimension. But you should probably notify Demon Control anyway. Eve walked into the bedroom and looked around. Their bed was made, the sheets drawn drum tight. Kristoff had grown up with maids and cooks and housekeepers, and though he'd happily shed all those trappings after his death, he kept his world here just as neat and orderly as if he still had staff. Eve wiped her sword on the gazillion-count Egyptian cotton sheets. For a moment, they were smeared with a satisfying rain.